This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils monetary policy for current fiscal year to make the country's economy vibrant. Stakeholders urge government to provide grant amount to Jadavpur earthquake victims for building temporary shelters. Ministers representing CPN Maoist Center in Kushi Province government resigned from their posts. And arson attacks caused friends travel chaos hours before Olympics opening ceremony. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has unveiled a monetary policy for the current fiscal year to make the country's economy dynamic and vibrant. Unveiling the monetary policy today, Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari said the monetary policy would ease in loan expansion of banks and financial institutions. He added that the policy would target of encouraging the microfinance institutions for merger. As the central bank governor said, necessary regulatory arrangements would be placed keeping the protection of clients' interest based on international good practice in priority. The monetary policy seeks to ease off the process to obtain loan on mortgage of agricultural product. Through this policy, the central bank has slashed the bank rate and the deposit collection rate. Governor Adhikari informed that the upper limit of the bank rate in the interest rate corridor has been maintained at 6.5% from 7%, and the policy rate has been fixed at 5% from 5.5%. To address the problems existing in the cooperatives, the new policy seeks to facilitate the government for the implementation of the system of refunding the money of depositors of the cooperative up to 500,000 rupees on the security deposit on assets. Furthermore, the new policy has a special provision to promote entrepreneurship as mentioned in the budget. The new policy will also facilitate in providing aspiring entrepreneurs loan in easy and simple manner. A discussion has been held on the issue of housing concessions on the bill relating to transitional justice at a meeting of the task force formed to finalize the transitional justice related bill. Talking to media persons after the meeting held in Simhadarbar today, Deputy General Secretary of the CPN Maoist Center, Janardhan Sharma, also the member of the task force, said a consensus was formed in principle on the bill. Leader Sharma added that an understanding had been reached to give a final shape to the bill holding a meeting of the task force. Similarly, Chief Whip of CPN UML Mahesh Bertola shared that today's meeting concluded making a decision of giving final shape to the bill after receiving suggestions of the stakeholders on coming Monday about the bill. Stakeholders have urged Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to provide grant amount to victims of Jadavpur earthquake for building temporary shelters. The district leaders, central labor leaders and lawmakers representing Rukum West and Rukum East met with the Prime Minister at Balwatar today and requested the government to provide first and second tranche amount determined by the government for Jadavpur quake victims at the earliest. They submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister Oli calling for the establishment of project office of the National Reconstruction Authority there. Three ministers and a state minister representing the CPN Maoist Center in Kushi Province government have resigned from their posts. The ministers tendered their resignations to Kushi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki at the Chief Minister's office in Biratnagar today. The CPN Maoist Center has continued its support to the provincial government, though its ministers resigned from their posts. A subcommittee formed by the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has held discussion with the officials of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television on the Public Service Broadcasting Bill. In the meeting held at committee office in Simhadarbar today, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Ramkrishna Subedi, said the government is in favor of Public Service Broadcasting Bill that aligns with the country's needs rather than copy of foreign countries. Similarly, Joint Secretary at the Communication Ministry, Gajendra Thakur, and Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Man Bahadur Aryal, informed that The suggestions collected from Radio Nepal and Nepal Television were included in the bill. During the discussion, Radio Nepal's executive director, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, suggested revising the bill, maintaining the history and legacy of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Executive director Kesi suggested that the digital platforms currently in use by both institutions should be included in the bill. He also advised that public service broadcasting should be financially insured. Executive Director Kesi suggested the bill should have a provision of appointing the executive chairman and chief executive officer by an independent body. Similarly, General Manager of Nepal Television, Fulman Bal, suggested that the bill should provide for the formation of a committee under the chairmanship of the Speaker of the House of Representatives or the Chairman of the Public Service Commission to recommend the appointment of the Executive Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the Public Service Broadcasting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has urged the Public Account Committee of the Parliament to resolve disputes surrounding the dedicated and trunkline electricity tariff. In a meeting of the Parliamentary Committee held today, the Energy Minister sought the committee's initiative to address the issues through dialogues with the Nepal Electricity Authority and the business community. Managing Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Gising, said the authority would recover the tariff from business interest rates. Ambassador of the European Union, Veronique Lorenzo, paid a courtesy call on the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arzu Rana Deva, today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, various aspects of Nepal-EU relations were discussed in the meeting. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A series of fires has hit French high-speed rail lines hours before the Paris Olympics opening ceremony. The BBC cited rail company SNCF as saying it's a massive attack aimed at paralyzing the network. It said some 800,000 customers will be affected with disruption expected all weekend. One in four Eurostar services across its entire network will be cancelled until Monday. French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal wrote on X that France intelligence services have been mobilized to find the perpetrators, as he characterized the attack as acts of sabotage that were prepared and coordinated. Trains to neighboring Belgium and to London on the English Channel were also affected. Sri Lanka will hold a presidential election on the 21st of September. Al Jazeera quoted the election commission as saying on Friday nominations for the election have to be submitted on 15th of October. The election commission added that the election will determine the future of reforms in the country, still struggling to emerge from its worst financial crisis in decades. Incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe became the first to register his candidacy on Friday. 75-year-old leader Wickremesinghe took office in July in 2022 after widespread protests caused by the debilitating financial crisis forced his predecessor Gotabaya Rajapaksa to flee the country and later resign. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils monetary policy for current fiscal year to make the country's economy vibrant. Stakeholders urge government to provide grant amount to Jadavpur earthquake victims for building temporary shelters. Ministers representing CPN Maui Center and Kushi Province government resigned from their posts. An arson attack caused friends travel chaos hours before Olympics opening ceremony. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.